Hey, Stacy Lynn here. One of these days I'm going to make one of those cute little podcast intro things so I never feel the need to say that it's me. But I'm just so not there yet. I'm not a professional at all. This is just the musings of me. And right now, most of my followers know me on a more personal or social or professional, like through business, through work. Not business, I'm a teacher, but through those different levels. But I am starting to get some followers who don't know me as a person in real life and instead just have kind of been inspired or intrigued or both by my words. So one of these days I will amp up the professionalism on this thing. But as we all know, this COVID year from last March till now has been a little bit nuts with regards to education and teaching and being an online teacher. We fortunately were ahead of the curve when it came to knowing, in theory, how to teach online, right? But we got kids that are not used to being online learners. So we weren't ahead of the curve on how to kind of get kids who are not naturally engaged to want to be engaged. So it's been a year of chasing. So I haven't had as much time as I could have maybe in the future to make my podcast, my website, and all my stuff a little more professional. But until then, just know I'm just a God's girl hanging there with me. Perfectly imperfect, right? So today's podcast is more just kind of musings and thoughts than it is on kind of interpreting scripture, because some amazing things have come to my attention. And most people say, well, those are just kind of simplistic things. But to me, they're amazing. And what I'm going to talk about is how God so intricately has planned out every tiny minute detail of our lives and the way that he's kind of intertwined them and put certain things in our hearts for who we want to be, and then how we get to see those things come to fruition. There are all types of people in our society, and some of us, not many of us, are visionaries. I'm a visionary where I am given kind of a big picture vision, but I'm not someone who gets to know how the vision's going to happen. I'm not going to know. I don't usually know the details, and I get quite impatient sometimes going, well, I know that God has told me this is what's to be, and I know that it's going to get there, but I don't know how long and I don't know how. And so sometimes I get real impatient. And then I know other people that, you know, they know the details and they don't know the end. And so instead for them, maybe they get hung up on, well, I don't know where this is going, or I don't know what's going to happen with this. And so we all have different struggles, right, with regards to being effective. We all have different struggles with regards to anticipation and how much control we have over something and how much effort we should be putting in. And like my last podcast, how much common sense we should be using versus how much should we just kind of be taking a risk and stepping out. And it's just so completely and utterly confusing to figure out on our own, which is why it's so beautiful that, you know, like I talked about in the last podcast, we have intercessory prayer. We can literally talk to God 24/7. And so that's beautiful, because when we all have different parts of the body of Christ and we all have different things in which we're supposed to be doing. And so because we don't have the responsibility of doing it all, then we don't have to worry about what all is being done. But I want to say today, just kind of address something really neat. So I am divorced and remarried, and when I was a teenager, I wanted to do everything perfect, right? I wanted to live that perfect God's girl life. I wanted to everything be exactly the way it was supposed to. And it kind of seemed to start out that way because, you know, my first husband was my first kiss and my best friend. And I've known him since I was 12 and he was 13 years old in a biology class in our junior high school at the time. And so we grew up and, you know, we fought back and forth. And then, you know, we also had a lot of love between us. And so we got married. We were married for quite a while, had our daughter. But the day came that many different circumstances, many different stories, many different reasons. But the day came that, you know, we really realized that this just, we were not made to be husband and wife long term. And keep in mind, I'm someone who was very, very anti-divorce. I still only see divorce as a very last resort, but it may happen as a result of divine intervention, which some people are going to say doesn't make any sense. And if you follow along listening to me through the next few years, you'll understand, you know, where biblically I can back up things. But even this particular talk is going to kind of help you see a little bit about God's vision and how things work. So I'm divorced, and my ex-husband, I love him like a brother. I would never wish anything bad on him. We are co-raising our daughter with our spouses. He's remarried, as am I. My current husband is the spiritual leader that my previous husband was not able to be for, you know, again, no, just life. But my previous husband and his current wife have an amazing relationship. And so I'm super thankful every day that Abby has two parents and two step parents that love her so very much. And as she's, you know, about to be an adult soon, we're all working together. It's amazing how God had one child need four parents. But she does. You talk about a spiritual force. She's going to be way more than I have ever been. And I can't wait to watch her grow into the woman she's supposed to be. But anyway, she has a stepbrother, and her stepbrother is an adult, and her stepbrother has, you know, gone through life the same way that we all go through life, and everybody has, you know, positives and negatives, and we all have struggles, and we all have, you know, joys and all those kinds of things. And I've had been blessed with the ability to get to know not just, you know, my daughter's stepmother, but also her stepbrother. And he's got this super sweet soul. And we had called on him too. He's a specialist when it comes to outdoor work, as in mowing lawns and pressure washing and things like that. And so our lawnmower had died, and we called on him to help us out. And he's been going through some stuff lately. You know, life's thrown him some curveballs, and he's just batting out some home runs right now, which is pretty awesome. But he was so eager, you know, to just do a great job. And I get then the privilege of being able to let him know just what a great job he's doing. And, you know, I just kind of looked up at God and said, you know, even this was a part of your plan. You knew in life that there were going to be areas in which I was going to be disobedient. You knew that sometimes I was going to act no better than the worst of some of the worst stuff David's done. Well, I mean, I can't really be a general of an army and have somebody murdered, but I've done some pretty rough stuff myself, imperfect things. And so the point is, you saw David, and most history doesn't talk about the murder. Most history doesn't talk about his other indiscretions. Most of history talks about David as being the shepherd who took down the giant, and then the masterful psalmist who just looked to you every day in the good and in the bad. And when he was struggling, he was still turning to you. And God, God has given him to me, David, as someone that I can really look at my life and go, you know, God reminds me every day that the worst things are not what people are going to remember. God decides what we remember about people, and the best things are what's remembered. And so I get the opportunity to really love on and bless people every day. And the way that David was able to do so, in spite of my imperfections. And so, God knew I was going to make some poor choices, and he knew that I didn't even fully go to him in the right way when it came to praying about my marriage to my first husband. I didn't know it at the time. Later, through psychoanalysis, figured out that I had, you know, different motives than I thought I had. I was looking for security when I thought, you know, and I was looking to do everything, you know, perfect. But remember my previous podcast where I talked about sometimes we're doing things and we think we're doing them for God, but even with the best intentions, sometimes they're for ourselves. And I think that's what happened. But the point is, God knew that there would be a marriage and a divorce, and God knew that the step families would come along. And not only would I, you know, get to bless and be blessed by my current in-laws, my current husband, but also that I would get to bless and be blessed by even my former husband's new family. And so it's so intricately put together that God always has this amazing plan B for anything we ever do wrong. And now this is the part where I have to address that does not mean that we can just willy-nilly go, oh, well, I'm just going to be disobedient because God's going to work it out anyway. And maybe if I'm disobedient, I'm kind of helping God decide to do something for me later that If I didn't mess up and just let myself do what I wanted, no, that's not how it works. Okay. So how it works is, you know, at all times we should always be obedient. We should always be in intercessory prayer with God. See, that was my problem back when I was a teenager and in my 20s. Here I was doing everything that I thought was right. And it was according to what the church was teaching me and according to what it looked like in the Bible. But what I wasn't doing was the piece where God says, come to him. And it's why you hear me talk about it so much in my podcast when I say, you know, here's what I have to say, but go to God and see what he wants for you from it. Because in thinking that I was doing everything right, according to human understanding, I never really said, hey, God, is this really the person that you want for the rest of my life to be the spiritual head of my household? Ew. I didn't think about that. He's Christian. I thought, well, that works. You know, I'm more into certain scriptural things than him, but that's just different personalities. And I thought, you know, that was enough. But problem is, again, I thought, me, my understanding, right? Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Well, I was directing my path. Again, best laid plans of mice and men, best of intentions, but that's not how it turns out. And so what I'm telling you is, do not think for one second that it's just okay to be disobedient and you don't have to follow any of God's rules or laws or anything that God himself says to you. The Holy Spirit convicts you. The words of Jesus, obviously, those are the things that we're supposed to be doing. But the good news is that when we do mess up, when we do have those struggles, just like the solution to sin is the blood of Jesus Christ, God has another plan for our lives where he can still use us if we're still in intercessory prayer with him and we are still asking to be used. And so I will tell you that it is just such an immense blessing to me. And it is so much in my heart that when there's something that goes on with my ex-husband's family, that I can love them the same way that I can love any other family member. And I can say, hey, what can I do to help? Hey, you know, what can I allow you to do in my life? And so in this scenario, we needed our lawn done. And her stepbrother could definitely use the money. And so it was, hey, come do this. But even more so than the money, he clearly takes pride in his work and does an amazing job. And I love to be able to just affirm that and say, wow, I love what you've done. And so he can look at this house and he knows that his little stepsister is going to come home and be like, that's my stepbrother who did that. And he did an awesome job. And, you know, then now I can, you know, pass his name around the neighborhood for when someone needs their lawn cut or some take care. And we're going to use him again. We're going to hire him to pressure wash and do some of those things that as God blesses us with the money, because it's God's money, right, that we can share and move on. And when we may not have the time as teachers to do this work, but someone else does, but God blesses with the ability to pay to someone else, it's a winning situation all the way around. So I just wanted to just take some time, those few minutes, and just kind of talk about how God always has a plan, and it's so intricate, and he knows every tiny thing. And it's not like he has to step back and go, okay, and be really reactionary and be like, oh, well, they, you know, this person just messed up and now I got to do this. No, he's got it all mapped out in advance, and he knows exactly the choices we're going to make, and he knows exactly how he's going to utilize each and every one. So if you're ever going through something and you feel like, man, I fully screwed up and I just can't get back to God, or, you know, man, I've screwed up and I'm never going to be able to be used like I thought I would or like I wanted to, God's grace is so incredible. We talk about, you know, God's grace is sufficient. It's beyond sufficient, because if you allow yourself to revel in the grace that you receive from God and see the blessings that he puts in your life, you will be able to then see every tiny blessing, and your entire life starts to feel like it's so valuable in the kingdom of Christ, because you have the opportunity with everything you do to minister. My mom used to tell me when I was a kid, your life is the only Bible someone may see. And, you know, there have been parts of my life that weren't very biblical. Well, actually, they were found in the biblical, but they were the bad guys, not the good guys, right? But the cool story is sometimes those bad guys, they turn into the good guys. And out of the lineage of David was born Jesus Christ. And so God did not make the final judgment on any one particular element of what David chose to do in his humanity. But instead, every time David realized he was wrong, he turned right back to God. And God said, you know what, let's pick you back up. I'm going to bless you. And this is what we're going to do. So just know, guys, in my life, I could go on for days if I told you all the blessings in my life and the fact that I'm so blessed to get to be a blessing. But just kind of wanted to address that. God put that in me to talk to you about. I love shining light. I love talking to you about shining light and just understanding what it is really like to be like Christ to the closest that we possibly can. And again, to understand that there are going to be times because we are in the world, although we're not of it, we're still in it. And sometimes we're going to fall. We're going to do our very best not to, because obedience is key. But when we do, God has a plan and he's always going to pick us back up. And just like in Job, when, you know, God, what he took, he gave back tenfold. Well, sometimes God's going to let us mess up and we're going to lose things, and he's going to take some things and we're going to kind of give some things away. But then he's going to turn around and say, okay, now that you've come back to me and you've refocused on what I want for you, here's what you get to do next. And when I say get to do, y'all, it is the biggest blessing to be a blessing. All right. I'm going to go. I am going to make another podcast sometime soon. Hope this touched your heart. Like I said, eventually I'll get more professional with these. But until then, talk to y'all guys soon. Bye.